Good morning. Spain and Portugal yesterday offered to take in most of the 141 migrants on board the Aquarius after it was given permission to dock in Malta, resolving a new standoff over the rescue ship. Madrid said it would accept 60 people, whilst Portugal offered to welcome 30, with the remainder distributed between France, Germany and Luxembourg. Malta confirmed it would allow the ship to dock to disembark its passengers, many of whom are unaccompanied children from Somalia and Eritrea. A government statement posted on Twitter said Malta will be making a concession, allowing the vessel to enter its ports despite having no legal obligation to do so. Since taking in the Aquarius in June, Spain has opened its border on three other occasions to NGO ships carrying migrants rescued off Libya. Fernando Alonso's future appears to be in IndyCar racing after announcing his decision to leave McLaren and move on from Formula One at the end of the season. Alonso, who became the youngest F1 driver's champion when he won the first of his two world titles in 2005, said he had taken the decision to leave McLaren some months ago. The 37-year-old Spaniard is currently racing in his 17th season in Formula One and is set to make a full-time switch to the IndyCar series. Having added the 24-hour Le Mans title to his Monaco Grand Prix glory earlier this year, Alonso could complete the triple crown of motorsport by winning the Indianapolis 500. Slogans against Catalan independence have been spray-painted onto the Belgium consulate in Barcelona to denounce the presence in Belgium of the region's former president, Carles Puigdemont. The Belgian Foreign Ministry confirmed the incident yesterday afternoon without giving further details. The consulate remained open and the graffiti was being erased. The front of the building and the ground in front of it were sprayed with slogans in red and black paint. The slogans were signed, "The Falange," the name of an extreme right party absolutely opposed to the separation of Catalonia from Spain. And airport police have arrested a man who tried to outsmart sniffer dogs and officers by using curry paste to conceal his drugs. The 39-year-old man was found to be carrying 5.5 kilos of heroin in a false-bottom suitcase by Guardia Civil officers at the Malaga Costa del Sol airport. When agents opened the suitcase, they were hit by a strong smell of the seasoning used in Indian food, although there were only clothes visible. However, when the suitcase was scanned, they found the drugs hidden in a secret compartment. The Guardia Civil said the man of Greek nationality had travelled to Malaga via Doha from Swaziland and believed he intended to continue his trip by bus to his final destination in Barcelona. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.